All right, just starting off, really nothing new as far as the injury front to report. You know, obviously Tyvon's got the ankle injury, you know, he's probably going to miss some time. How much that time is, I don't know. And then Lucas Nix was getting an MRI on his ankle, so that's really all I got for you from an injury standpoint. With the game yesterday, you know, it's funny how this league works. You know, I mean, 2 weeks ago we came in here after a loss to Indianapolis, or a week ago today, and felt like we played well in the football game and gave ourselves a chance to win. Yesterday I thought we played sloppy at times, but yet we were able to come out with a win. So there was a lot of good things that we did in the game. I mean, I think for our football team to run the ball the way that we did, with the effectiveness that we had running the football with McFadden over 100 yards, you know, 226 yards overall on the ground and 6.6 per carry, I thought that was outstanding. We were able to start fast in the game. Our ability to go out defensively, to defer on the coin toss, go out defensively, get a three and out, special teams to create the big play with the kicking game on the 30-yard return by Phillip Adams, and then to cap it off with a touchdown drive by the offense was a great way to start the football game. So we were able to start fast in the game, and that was good. I thought defensively our ability to stop the run, to make them a one-dimensional team where they had to throw the football, you know, that was a big thing in the game, and it allows us to get some of our pressure packages going so we could affect the quarterback. You know, obviously anytime you come off a game, there's a lot of things that you got to improve on, and there's certainly a lot of things that we have to get cleaned up. Some of the some of the operational things we got to get cleaned up. Third downs have to get better. We've got to be able to stay on the field offensively. We've got to be able to get off the field on defense. Red zone, we have to improve. And then our four-minute, both offensively and defensively, we've got to improve in that area. We've got to learn how to finish games and finish games stronger. And that's critical to, you know, having success in this league. So with that, we're all excited about getting the win. We're 1-1, and we've got a big divisional opponent that we play on Monday night. So I'll open it up to questions now. Not all at once.
Khalif Barnes playing left tackle, and just from the numbers I've seen online, it looked like he kept a pretty clean pocket. You talk about his ability to do this over the first couple weeks here and play pretty well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, again, you know, when somebody goes down to an injury, some, you know, other guys have to be able to step up, and I think both Khalif and Tony Pashos have been able to step up and do a nice job for us. So, you know, offensive line-wise, you know, I think those guys have done a nice job over the first couple of weeks of the season. And, you know, my hope and is that, you know, as the season goes on, that they'll continue to improve and we'll gel as a group up front and continue to get better. But I think anytime you rush for 226 yards, you know, those guys up front are doing a good job for you.
How did Gerard do coming in for Lucas?
He did well. He did well. You know, a couple of things. Obviously, we still got to get cleaned up, but I thought overall, you know, I was pleased with what he did when he got in there.
Was it nice to see that when a team is so committed to keeping Pryor in the pocket that you were like, okay, we'll take that away and we'll beat you some other way?
Listen, I mean, you never know how the game's going to play out. Right. You know, you have to start playing the game and then you've got to be able to adjust. The object of the game is to move the ball down the field and score points. The object defensively is to not allow them to score points, and that's about as simple as the game gets. So I thought offensively we did the things that we needed to be able to do to win the football game. You know, once we got out to a lead, we were playing pretty good on defense. So our ability to continue to run the ball, continue to eat up the clock, and then get points when we had an opportunity to get points, I thought was, you know, key to winning that game.
But three occasions when Pryor threw balls that led receivers right to a pretty nasty collision. Could he have thrown those earlier, or is that just football?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. I mean, there's some timing things, just, you know, where to deliver the ball, how to deliver the ball. But part of it's football. There's going to be a lot of bang plays, and you know, guys are going to have to go up and make plays and catch the ball and still be able to absorb the contact and still be able to make the play. So, you know, there's a lot of little things that you can, from a timing, you know, aspect that maybe we can get better at, but the key is you get the ball down the field and you make the play, and I thought we were able to do that some.
And it's by design, you've got a lot of versatility in your secondary. Guys can play different positions back there. With Tyvon being out for a while now, does it make most sense to move Charles to strong safety now and then have Young at free safety, or does it even matter?
No, I mean, I think, listen, we got, you know, if Ty's out for a while, then we've got guys that we feel like can step up and make plays, whether it's strong safety, free safety. To me, I look at those as interchangeable positions. And they really need to be able to have the flexibility to do some different things defensively. So, you know, I think I got confidence in all three of those guys that are back there.
How would you describe Charles Woodson's impact in the game yesterday?
Well, I thought he had a huge impact in the game. I thought he played well. You know, obviously the big play down there in the red zone I thought was a critical play in the game and a big momentum builder for us. You could feel the enthusiasm of the whole stadium when he made that play on Maurice Jones-Drew. So, you know, Charles has been a heck of a football player for us, been a great leader for us. He's been everything that we had hoped for and anticipated when we brought him here.
Speaking of Brandon Ross yesterday, you know, he said that he's ready for the challenge to kind of step in there. What did you see from him yesterday?
Well, I saw some good things. You know, I saw some young mistakes, but I also saw some good things out of Brandon. So, you know, he's a guy that we feel like has a lot of versatility. He's a converted corner, still learning how to play the position, but he's done a lot of good things for us, and he's a versatile player for us. So, you know, again, when he's in there, we got all the confidence in the world that he's going to be able to get the job done.
Who is your first option to play strong safety with?
Well, we'll talk about it. I mean, Brandon's the guy that's been getting the most work there, so, but I think all those guys will play.
Not many defensive linemen play versus every play like Lamar has been doing. What allows him to play that much and at the level he's been playing?
Well, he's in great condition. You know, and so Lamar's one of those guys that he really fights having to come off the field. You know, we really got to battle with him to get him to come off. And we'll as we continue to develop some depth along the defensive line, we're going to have to be able to rotate him a little bit more and keep him fresh so he's fresh for the fourth quarter and then he's fresh for the 16-game season. So that'll be something that we'll continue to look at as we go on.
Will you be able to operate in the same way without Branch there, given the versatility that you have at safety? Will you maybe shy away from certain calls without him there, or can you?
No, we'll run the defense.
Janikowski missing 48 last week, which is not a gimme, obviously, then 35 this week, which I guess he'd had 50 in a row that he hadn't missed. Able to make four of them, though. Is there still a transition period with him at Marquette and Holder?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, there obviously was a comfort level with Shane, and those guys had worked so long together that it was, you know, there wasn't much of a thought process that had to go into it. And so I still think it's, you know, we're in a situation there where you know, Seabass is still working to develop the confidence, you know, in Marquette as the holder and in the operation, how we're doing that. But I think the more that these guys work together, the more they continue to, you know, get an opportunity to go out there and kick. I think that's going to get worked out.
You think the holds have been okay, though? It's just been a timing type thing or a
you know, those are
thing? Or?
It's one of those things that's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, I think it's more of a situation of, you know, we just got to develop that confidence, you know, in the operation that, you know, that Seabass had when Shane was holding for him.
How will you handle a work week this week in terms of with an extra day for Monday or what day will they get off, that sort of thing?
Well, it'll be a normal kind of work week. I mean, the players will be off tomorrow and then we'll get into a normal type of work week. On Wednesday.
A report came out that Tyvon fractured his fibula. Can you comment on that?
No. I mean, he's got an injury to his ankle. He'll have to rehab just like everybody else that has an injury, and when he's able to come back, he'll be back.
You guys stockpiled quarterbacks in the offseason. Was it with games Monday night in mind a little bit? Was that something part of the thinking as far as going against Denver and guys with quarterbacks and a lot of receivers?
No, I mean it was more of a factor of, you know, wanting to have keep the best 53 players and try to have as many good football players on your team as you can. So that really wasn't any factor.
Michael Rivera really starting to show up in the passing game. How's he developed?
He's done a nice job. You know, I think he had a couple catches in the game the other day, some first down conversions. So, you know, he's a guy that we've felt like all along has a nice feel for the passing game. And so, again, as a young player, you know, my anticipation is that he's going to continue to develop and continue to get better.
Is he earning a bigger role so far in the first couple of games so far?
Well, I think as he continues to show that he's capable of handling a bigger role, we're going to continue to give him some more things to do.
A few instances yesterday where they'd throw a short pass, and then the first guy wouldn't get the tackle, but there'd be three guys right there, you know, to kind of swarm over and make sure the guy didn't get more than another yard or two. That kind of the way you typify the way you guys want to play defense, to have so that there's always a second guy there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way all great defenses play. They swarm around to the football. You know, we talk about there's really no such thing as a missed tackle as long as you got, you know, 10 other guys that are there to back you up. And that's what we have to develop the confidence in, that we can go and attack the ball carrier, whether it be a receiver or running back, whoever, and knowing that, you know, if we don't get him down the first time, that there's going to be some other guys that are going to be there to clean it up for us. And I thought, you know, I thought our guys played hard. I thought defensively, I thought they really flew around on the field yesterday. You know, I think when you play good defense, you're going to see that a lot.
For all the good stuff we've seen the first couple of weeks after the first two possessions all the way through yesterday, is the getting the ball out, turnovers, is that the next step?
Absolutely. And again, that'll come with, you know, getting those 11 guys to fly around. If we continue to be able to get to the quarterback in the pocket, eventually we're going to get some of those are going to be created as sack fumbles, you know, and then being able to get some of the strips down the field. That's always something that we talk about. I mean, defensively, the only reason why you go out there is to get the ball back for the offense, and that's what we got to do a little bit better job of doing.
So if you guys have played defensively, how much of a test is it this week going up against that offense?
A huge test. This is, you know, it'll be the best team that we've faced, they're obviously very, very talented offensively. I think the quarterback is still elite. He's obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback. He really makes it difficult because he identifies where your mismatches are, where your vulnerabilities are, and he's able to exploit that and attack that. So we're going to have to do a good job of changing some things up and mixing some looks. I think we got to be able to play a good, you know, good team game. I mean, I think we're going to have to be able to possess the ball on offense to keep them off the field a little bit. We're going to have to, when we get scoring opportunities, we're going to have to convert.
I know it's the second year of your defensive system, but a lot of the guys are new. So why do you think it's clicked so far?
I think the guys are just buying into what we're doing, and they're flying around to the football. And I think that's what good defenses do.